Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
Here we begin our journey into Holy Week, into the most important week in our Christian calendar. This is where we tell the story of the last days of Christ. This is where we hit home what it can look like to be a follower of Jesus Christ. This is where, rather than talking about and deciphering the meaning of parables or what the geography might mean, we talk about betrayal and pain and loss. This is the beginning of a hard and important week. What does it mean for us to follow the one who gave so much of himself so that others could live? And by live, I don't mean live forever. Jesus is not the key to the fountain of youth. But live in a life-giving way for themselves and for those around them. We follow the one who worked for healing and equality and for love. He came among us, God and fleshed, to show us how to live. We follow the one who entered Jerusalem not through the front gates on a steed, but through the back gates of Jerusalem on a colt, similar to the animal his parents used to flee to safety. We follow the one who is accused of perverting our nation, who forbids us to pay taxes to the emperor. And isn't that the crux of it? Perverting our nation with hopes for a world in which all will be welcome, where we find more room at the table, not more rules to keep people away. Perverting our nation with hopes that the first would be last and the last would be first, that there might be enough, that we might live out of a sense of abundance rather than scarcity. This is the kind of perverting our nation I can truly get behind. And it's one that I think we easily forget. So this is our yearly reminder, our opportunity to live in the discomfort of the knowledge that as followers of Jesus, we have some hard work ahead of us. This is the work of seeking life for all, not just a few of us. The one who turns what it means for us to have power on its head. And power in this case is to lift up those around you, to seek welcome for the refugee, to offer and seek forgiveness, to share what you have, to orient yourself towards reconciliation. And it's a life that rubs hard against the social expectation of everyone for themselves, and some lives matter more than others, and keep what you have and seek more, and even store it up. It's the difference between living with open hands and closed fists. It's not what we expect, and it's not even the story that we've been telling for some time. But it is our work to pervert the nations towards an understanding that we have to die to the idea that we, our individual selves, are the most important, and to live into a new way of being that says that we need one another. We do not have to subscribe to the notion that we are the most important people in the room. Jesus took his revolutionary ways all the way to the cross. At no point does he try to get out of it. At no point does he try to pull rank or escape the consequence of his actions. And so, as with every year, here, once more, we have the opportunity to reflect on what it means for us to be followers of Jesus, to listen to the story of betrayal, the trial, the loss. And I encourage you not to skip to the end. Stay with it. Stay with the uncomfortable story. Let yourself be drawn in. Sit in the darkness for a while. The darkness has an important place. In the dark, we can see things that we miss in the light, and we listen differently. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hurrah for a new way of being. Praise to the God enfleshed for teaching us or reminding us that love is what we are about. Love for God, love for you, love for me. Sing Hosanna to the one who came with new rules for us to live by, or maybe old rules that we forgot and need to be reminded of. That ours is a faith of liberation. Ours is a faith of revolt against oppression. Ours is a faith that seeks to make more, not less, room at the table. To this crazy meal in which a tiny piece of bread and a sip from a cup serve as reminders for us that there is enough for everyone, that we are beloved, not despite anything, but because we are God's very own, where we are reminded of the new covenant that God has made for us through and with Jesus Christ. And even if we don't sing these praises, even these stones will cry out. Even these stones on which this church was built, so that we could be a place of safety and a reminder of who Jesus came to show us that we need to be. These stones will shout until we remember and work towards getting it right. Even the earth, maybe especially the earth, knows that we have work to do. And this bar that Jesus set, it's a bar that I fall short of every single time. I need the season of Lent, where we get to confess and to receive forgiveness, where with you, my community, I learn about and am reminded of my own need to be forgiven, and then go and seek forgiveness from the people that I have wronged. I need Lent as a time to be intentional about considering my relationship with God and how I live that out in my life. I require a time of prayer and fasting from things that pull me away from my relationship with my neighbor and with my Creator. That was a time of preparation, and now it is time to get back to work. Now it is time to hold up these branches as signs of welcome and safety and praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And to lay down my coat for love of my neighbor and figure out what this looks like in my everyday life. We cannot just sit here and wait for Jesus to come back to do the work for us, because I think Jesus shows up for us every single day. In the hungry people that come through our doors, in the people who sleep on our property, in the people who are seeking a faith home after leaving or being asked to leave communities that they were once a part of. Jesus shows up in the work that we are trying to do as a community to be a safer place for the LGBTQ2S+ humans, in trying to decipher what the gospel message is for us today in this place, in this time. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, who seeks to do this work. Sing Hosanna to the God who reminds us that it is our work to do. Enter into this week, into the darkness and the lament and the journey to the cross, as a reminder of all that Jesus offered of himself, so that we could know what it looks like to live, to seek life, not just for us, but for our neighbors and for this earth and for these stones. Because all of it is in preparation for the banquet to which we are all invited, regardless of how ready we are or how worthy we feel. It is being prepared for you and for me and for anyone who wants to be here, each of us bearing our own particular image of God within us, each of us called to a particular thing, even if we aren't sure what that is yet. Each of us welcome. But first, the beauty and the mystery and the hardness of this week. Let it begin. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the Cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.